This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Does anybody ever feel like this?
Gotta check my texts, my email.
Fred?
Help. More text. I gotta watch all these movies before they have to return them. Up on my queue and top 10 family photos. Okay, we'll send one more text.
You know what's happening, right? You're just spiraling. You're out of control.
Yeah.
No, there's too many things going on.
I wanna check my texts. Help me, please. Please help me.
Fred in Portlandia is caught in the dreaded tech loop, the stress of keeping up with all of your activities online, on social media, on your smartphone, has you frozen by the stress of keeping all those digital balls in the air. But are we really stressed out by our digital lives? Maybe not. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project is here to tell us that digital living may not be as stressful as we've been led to believe. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, there's a new study out that says social media and other digital demands on our attention may not be adding as much stress to our lives as we might think, right?
Yeah, and the reason I honed in on this study is it goes against the narrative that we keep repeating all the time, which is that technology is adding to our stress levels. This study came out of the Pew Research Center, was just released this week, and it's called Social Media and the Cost of Caring. And their main finding was that overall, there is no evidence that social media leads to a higher stress level.
So that still is pretty counterintuitive. How did they do this study to find that out?
So they surveyed 1,800 adults, and they used this very common measure for stress. It's called the Perceived Stress Scale, and it's a 10-question survey, and it asks the participants whether they are overloaded, whether they have unpredictable things happening in their lives, and whether they feel like their lives are uncontrollable. But they controlled for all the major stressors like unemployment and age and your education levels and your marital status. And what they found was that overall, not so much. Social media doesn't seem to contribute. There were a couple of caveats, though.
Yeah, so what are those? If we're not being stressed out, we're not being stressed out, right?
So it turns out that women actually are more complicated than men when it comes to social media. Big surprise. In some of their social media use, their stress levels are increased. And that's mainly when they use Facebook and they find out about close acquaintances having stressful things happen in their lives, hence the cost of caring. But it turns out that women actually have decreased levels of stress when they use Twitter, email, or picture sharing. That's because Twitter, email, sharing pictures online, that all adds to your sense of control over your life. None of these nuances showed up in the male side of the survey.
So the study shows that there are differences between men and women and their stress levels using digital technology, but there are all kinds of other groups that seem to be left out. What about teenagers? They're online all the time.
Yeah, I feel like this study didn't quite go far enough because I personally hear from a lot of teens that they get stressed out with some of the chat apps like Snapchat, because those tend to be group conversations where a lot of drama takes place. I also think that people whose work lives are closely tied to email, they get stressed out over email in ways that other people don't.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, what stresses you out when it comes to your digital life?
Oh my gosh, my email is out of control.